Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We were talking about the Will Wade situation. We'll get to that with Chris Lowe from ESPN.com. But Chris, I know you're a big golf guy. What did yesterday mean to you as you were watching Tiger Woods win another major?
Yeah, you know, it was pretty awesome. Anybody that's a dad or you know, anybody that's going and play golf with their dad, to see he and kids embrace there at the end was what an awesome moment. I don't care if you're the biggest Tiger Woods fan in the world or didn't really care for him. And I thought there was a chance at some point he might win another major. I didn't know that it was likely. I remember, and I know I'm showing my age, but I remember vividly him winning his first Masters. I can remember watching it, just how awesome it was to see somebody hit the ball that far, just dominate the course the way he did. And now here we are all these years later, all these back surgeries and knee issues later and personal issues later, and there he is, does it again. It was, I think it's one of those, when I think back to the greatest sporting moments in my lifetime, I always point to the U.S. win over the Soviets in hockey in the Olympics. I point to, Nicklaus winning the Masters at 46. Those would certainly be two right up there, but I think, as I look back over my lifetime, this one would rank right up there.
Agreed. So we talked about on Friday with Tiger involved with the Masters, with the Game of Thrones final season premiere on Sunday night. If you've got any sports news out there, just drop it on Sunday, and nobody will even notice it. So LSU announced Will Wade is back.
Perfect timing.
As head coach.
Right before Game of Thrones and after the replay of the Tiger Woods win on Friday.
Hey, in the PR world, man, timing's everything, right? There's a time to release things and a time not to. But it's, if you go through the statements, they're pretty carefully crafted. And I think that probably the most telling comment is that Coach Wade contractually had fulfilled his obligation in the way he answered questions, according to his contract. Now, I don't think anybody believes that this is over by any stretch. And remember that the NCAA has said that they're waiting for the Feds finish, their deal before they get involved. So who knows where all this leads? We know that Wade and Sean Miller have been subpoenaed for the trial later this month by the defense. Prosecutors are trying to keep those coaches from testifying. So I think there's a lot more layers to this story that are going to unfold as we go forward.
Yeah, Chris, as we watch this situation, the NCAA is in a weird place because this didn't get found or discovered by them. This was all due to, FBI investigations, and they were part of these proceedings. So it's like, does Will Wade just come in there and go, "Hey, man, show me some bank statements with anybody getting a bunch of money. Y'all got any? No. Okay. The strong A offer thing. I was talking about our meal plan. Have you ever eaten in our athlete meal kitchen? It's incredible. It's a strong A offer of meals. So are we done here? If so, I got off-season program to run. Give me my whistle."
Right. And listen, he's, good and well that he's got good legal counsel, and he's going to be sure that he answers everything exactly the way his attorney has instructed him to answer it. If any of us were in that position, it'd be that. So I that's why I say that I don't draw a lot of conclusions. I think LSU had to do what they did today, actually. And you know what? Had he sort of done this back when he was suspended, and going in, he might have only gotten suspended for a game or so. I don't know that definitively, but he may have just got, and may have made it at least through the postseason. So we'll see. It's a, but you're right. All this has come about because of the federal investigation. And the NCAA has not uncovered any of this, and now they're sort of coming in on the back end of it. And we'll try to clean it up. So it's really a black eye for the sport. I don't think anybody wants to see this. And all the fans, the LSU fans, and certainly the kids on that team that have nothing to do with it, those are the ones that I felt the worst.
Well, we appreciate you hopping on to kind of lend some perspective on that little situation. And it's like a lot of things. We'll just have to wait and see, right?
Yeah. Hey, let me say something, guys. I had a chance to catch up with Tony White and his wife, Barbie. But Tony's still over there in Nashville at the Saracana Center. And he got a great report this last time, a terrific report. And I just want to thank all the fans and people who have been listening for all their thoughts and prayers because they're working.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
Great update. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Thoughts and prayers for Tony White and his family here in Nashville. When we come back, Tiger wins. Want to get your reaction to that. What were you thinking down the stretch of that thing? What do you think the biggest moment was? Also, Preds Game 3 is tonight. We'll break it down next. 3HL 104.5. This